So the Gemara said that again, the sun is red in the morning and it's red in the evening. Going to one pshat in the Gemara, it's mishum dechalfi apischa degan eden vapischa degehen. So why is pischa degan eden red? It's because there are roses. And because there are roses, so therefore the color is red. So it sounds like the roses are to Gan Eden what the fire is to Gehenna, right? Just the parallel of the Gemara. We understand Gehenna is red because Gehenna is fire. It sounds like Gan Eden is red because Gan Eden is roses. So if you could picture Gan Eden, you would picture roses, right? If you ask someone, what's Gan Eden? So first of all, Gan Eden is a garden. That's Pashut. You see it in the Torah, right? In the beginning of Parashas Bereishis. It's Kedai to mention the Lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban is in Shara Gmul. The Ramban says, Dover ze ikre ba Torah, u perushem bi devrei soifim, she gan eden motzui hu, ba oilom hazeh, b'mokoyim mi mekoyim es aretz. Now is it a place, but the Ramban says it's even a place in oilom hazeh. But the bottom line is that Gan Eden is a place, and it's a garden. And it sounds like there's a lot of different trees and different things going on in that garden. Hashem tells other Marishim, you call Eitzagan Ochel Toichel, that's the one you're not allowed to eat. So for sure there's a lot of trees, but it also sounds like there's predominantly roses, specifically red roses. So I'll tell you something interesting. There's a Yalkut Shemoyni, it's in Parshas Bereishis, it's Remez Chof. I'm pretty sure this is the Makar in Chazal, in terms of understanding a little bit of a description of what Gan Eden looks like. So I'll just read a few excerpts. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shnei Shari Kadkoid Yesh beGan Eden. There are two gates of Kadkoid in Gan Eden. So we had Kadkoid in the Divrei Agada of Rabbi Bar Barchana. But either way, there are these two gates of Kadkoid, a certain type of stone. Va'aleim Samach Riboy Malachi Asharis. And on top of these two gates, there are 600,000 Malachi Asharis. V'chol Echo Mehem Ziv Pineyem Kizoyer Horaki Amavik. Each one of these Malachi Asharis have a beautiful shine on their face. B'shosha Tzadik Ba'etzlam. And when a Tzadik dies, and he comes to Gan Eden, Mafshinte Me'olav HaBegodim Sha'amad Bohem Bekefer. The Malachi Asharis come and they take the Tachrichin off of this Tzadik. U'malpish Shenoisei Ches Begodim Sha'lanani HaKovet. And they put him on instead different clothing. How much clothing? Shmoyne begodim. Eight begodim, like the Kohen God. And these eight begodim are begodim shel Anani HaKovet. Ushneik sarim noisnin al roishai. And then they put two crowns on his head. Echad shel avonim toivois umargolias. One of them has diamonds and pearls and stones. The echad shel zav pruim. And the other one has gold. The noisnin shmoyne hadasim beyodai. And they put eight hadasim in his hand. Umikalsen oisai. And they begin to praise him. The oimrim loy. And they tell him, leich achoil besimcha. Go now, you're merited the reward of Gan Eden, and go besimcha with joy, because now is the time for you to reap all the reward and all the benefit that you're supposed to get. And they take him into a place where there's nechalim, where there's streams of water. Mukif, this area surrounded, here's the punchline. Tough minei brother. Tough, 800 different types of roses. And each person gets his own chuppah, something we also saw in the Agada to Gemara of Rabbi Bar Barchana. So what's Gan Eden? So Gan Eden, this is the Sharim, this is the Malachim, and he's wearing Shmoyne Begodim of Anane Yaakovin, and he's holding Adasim in his hand, and he goes to a place with his water, and the area is surrounded by 800 different types of roses. So roses are somehow a predominant feature of Gan Eden. The Yalkut Shemoyni continues and says, that from this area, it sounds like this is like the primary enclave, there are four naharas, there are four rivers that come from it. Echad shel chalav, one of those rivers has milk flowing from it. Echad shel yain, the other one is wine. Echad shel afar samay, a certain type of oil. Echad shel dvash, and the other one is honey. V'chol chuppah v'chuppah, l'mayla mimenu gefen shel zav. So we said that every tzaddik has his chuppah, right? So what's on top of the chuppah? There's a gefen, and that gefen is made of gold. The lamid margolios kfuyas boy, and there are 30 types of margolios that are inside of it. The chol echad mavik zivay keziv hanoiga, and the shine of each one of these diamonds—you've never seen diamonds like this in your life. The chol Chuppah v'chuppah, each one of these chuppahs, yesh v'shulchan shalavonim tovus margolis, it has tables that are made of diamonds and stones. V'shisha malochim oimdim l'roish kol tzadik v'tzadik, and each person has 60 mesharsim, and these mesharsim are malochim, and v'oimrim lo, and they tell him, lecha chol b'simcha dvash, and they tell him, you know, one of these naharis that's flowing is made of honey. Go eat honey, and eat the honey b'simcha. You know why? Sh'asakta b'toyra ch'num sh'lo k'dvash. Because you are Isaac in Torah that's compared to dvash. As the pasuk says, David HaMelech said, "Umesukim medvash." And then they tell him, "Say yayin amishumer." Now it's time for you to drink yayin amishumer. Misheshes and meberishes. You know why? Shall sakta b'toyrah shenimshal kila yayin. Because you are oisik in Torah, which is nimshalo ki yayin. Now all these malachim are very handsome. How handsome? The hakar shebehem. The ugliest one is kedmusay shal Yosef. He's as handsome as Yosef HaTzadik, Ukidmus Rabbi Yechana. And like Rabbi Yechana, we know from many Gemaras, was also very, very handsome. And the Gemara goes on and continues to talk about what this is going to look like. V'yesh Megan Edom, I'm skipping a little bit. Pei Riboy, Mine Ilonois. They're 800,000. Pei times 10,000 types of Ilonois. Bechol Zavios. And all the different corners, ha-meshubach behem, ha-katan shebehem, the schwachst of all it is meshubach mikol atzei besamim, etc., etc. And then it goes on to talk about the different madrigas of Gan Eden. Listen to this lashon of Chazal. U'betoicha shiva batim shal tzadikim. There's seven houses of tzadikim. Rishoyin and the first bayis is Harugei Malchus. All the Harugei Malchus are there. Kigoyin Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirov. Shnia atfuyim bayam. People that drowned at sea. Shlishis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'talmidav. Revius, the fourth one, is Elu sheyared ha'onon v'kisa aleim. Kat chamishis, Elu balei tshuva. Because b'mokin shebalei tshuva, oimdem tzadikim gemurim einem oimdem. Meaning, give Rabbi Akiva v'chaveir, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'chaveir, didn't even get there. Kat shishis, Elu revokim. These are bachrim, shloitam utam chet miyameim. These are people that never got married, but at the same time, they were never nichshol in arayas, and they were never toyim tam chet miyameim. They're the kat shishis. And kat shvius, Elu aniyim. These are armalait, sheyesh ben mikro mishnah v'derech eretz, and despite their anios, they still were oisik b'toyra. And they're going to be included in this, but I'll call upon him. This is a little bit of a description of what Gan Eden's like. What you didn't have to look forward to. But at the same time, what's the initial description? So they bring him into this place. It sounds like everything flows from there. But the main hub, so to speak, like the lobby, the main area, right? The home base of Gan Eden is an area that has Nachle Mayim, and it's mukav. It's surrounded with tough minei vradim, with 800 different types of roses. Ma'od matim with this gemara right here. That what happens when the sun passes Gan Eden, it becomes red. Why red? From the roses. Now, it's not just roses, red roses. But the bottom line is, this is what's going on over here. You have 800 different types of radim. So the rose is a predominant feature of Gan Eden. You know, it's interesting. There's another, I think, predominant feature of Gan Eden. Just to give it a tiny bit of an introduction. The Ramah in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, it's Sif Bei. It says, V'yesh noya gimlechol tapuach masuk bedvash. The people that have the meeting on Rosh Hashanah, that they take an apple and they dip it in honey. And they say, Teschadish aleinu shana mesuka. V'chein noyagin, says the Ramah. That's the meaning. The Taz brings from the Maril, that the Maril said, that why is it that on Rosh Hashanah, you take an apple and you dip it in honey? Meaning, I understand you want a shana toiva mesuka, and simona milsi, like the Gemara says, but it doesn't have to be an apple, it could be something else. Says the Taz, v'tapuach uremez al stei tapuchin hayadu al pi kabbalah. The yesoid of the tapuach is, because al pi kabbalah, there's a stei tapuchin, there's a field of apples, and as a remez to that field of apples, we take the tapuach. If you look in the Vilna Gaon, in the Bir Agra, the Gra talks a little bit more. Chura, the Maril that the Taz is quoting, is working in line with what the Gaon is about to say. Says the Gaon, why a tapuach? Ukamay shakasov. Like the Pasuk says, kireach sade. So what's this pasuk of Kireach Sada? So it's a pasuk in Parshas Toldos. So when Yaakov goes to Yitzchak to ganve the brachas, so Hakol Kol Yaakov, Vayidayim Midei Yisov, right? And finally, Vayoyim Elov Yitzchak Oviv Gishonna Ushakol Ibni. Right? I want a little bit of wine. Pour me a little bit of wine. Vayigash. So Yaakov goes close to Yitzchak. Vayishakloi. and he kissed him. Vayorach es reich begadim, and then he smelled the scent of his clothing. Vayivarcheu, and he gave him the grace of bracha. Vayoymer, and he told him, Re'ei reich b'ni k'reich soda asher berchei Hashem. I see that the smell of my son is k'reich soda asher berchei Hashem. And what's the next words? V'itan l'cha l'kimital Hashemayim u'mishmanei aretz v'chulu v'chulu. Zok the Hilge Rashi, Vayorach. Yitzchak smells Yaakov, and he says, "Wow, Re'ei reich b'ni k'reich soda asher berchei Hashem." He's overwhelmed. He can't believe this good smell. Fake Rashi, Valoy ein reich ra yoisem yishetef oyizin. This should have been the worst smell in the world. Ela melamed shenichnas imay reich ganeden. That what came with him, was the reich ganeden. Next Rashi, k'reich soda asher berchei Hashem shenosam by reich toiv v'zeu stei tapuchim. He said that Yaakov Avinu zok Rashi quoting Chazal. Smelled like what? He smelled like Gan Eden. And what was the smell of Gan Eden? It was a stei tapuchim. He smelled like apples. And because he smelled like apples, that's why he was so taken aback. And that's this pasuk, Vayorach es reich begadav, Vayomer re'ei reich b'ni k'reich sodav. So it says the guy, you want to know why we take apples and we dip it in honey on Rosh Hashanah? It's because the pasuk says k'reich sodav. Umetargeminon chakal tapuchim. V'hoye b'Rosh Hashanah k'yodua. And that story, k'yodua, happened on Rosh Hashanah. Now the emes is it Yodua that it happened on Rosh Hashanah? It's Yodua, apparently, to learn the Kabbalah, because the Makar is in Zayirayim Nehemna, Parshas Emor, Zayirayim Nehemna, and Parshas Pinchas. Really, Rashi and Chumash says that when did this all happen? It happened on Pesach, it didn't happen on Rosh Hashanah. That's Alpin Nigla, of Alpin Nisna, says the guy. You want to know when this happened? This happened on Rosh Hashanah. So what happened on Rosh Hashanah? Yaakov goes to take the brachas. And when Yaakov goes to take the brachas of Yitin L'chali Kimi Talashamayim Mishmanei Aretz, what did he smell like? He smelled like Gan Eden. And what's the smell of Gan Eden? The smell of Gan Eden is the apple. It's a tapuach. That's why Gan Eden is referred to in the Zohar as the Chakal Tapuchin. It's the forest of tapuchim, of apples. He smelled like an apple. And that's why Simona Milsi, what do? We take an apple and we dip it in honey. By the way, posh it. I'm not saying any chiddush. What's the oimik of what the Goyen is saying? That the Leil of Rosh Hashanah is Simona Milsi. So what's this simon? You know what we do? We take apples, we dip it in honey, right? The honey's dripping all over us, and we smell like apples. And this is the Simona Milsi that we should be zoicha to v'yitein l'cha l'ikim mitala shemayim v'shmanei yoretz. V'roiv dogam v'tiroish. Ein l'cha Simona Milsi g'doy v'mizu that we should be zoicha to the broch of v'yitein l'cha. We should be zoicha to the broch of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu, when he comes into the broch, what does he smell like? He smells like apples. So what do we smell like? We smell like apples. By the way, Tosfos says in Tainus Chavtes Amibay is that, what was the tapuach? It wasn't an apple. It was an esrig, right? It's a famous Tosfos, a short Tosfos. It was an esrig. It wasn't an apple, which is also a shtickle in Yad HaDiyam. But the bottom line is, Pashtun, it was an apple. And the Goyin says, that is the makar, why we dip the apple in honey. But the bottom line is, Gan Eden is obviously not shayach. Now, Ayun Le'Ros, on some level, we have a little bit L'Sabres Ha'Oizim of a description here in the Yalkut Shemayni that every Yid who has to Painik Zechabissel in Golus and on this world, it's Ayun La'Soizim L'Mocha L'Kabel Schar. Just a little bit of a sneak preview into what that L'Mocha L'Kabel Schar is. But there seem to be two features that are very predominant. Number one, the roses. It's a Makar in our Gemara, Bava Basra Daf Pei Dalid Amid Aleph. It's the Vardi. It's literally what the fire is to Gehenna. It's this predominant feature, but not just that. We find that Gan Eden is referred to as a chakal tapuchin. Now, Pasha, you would say it's all Kabbalah, yes, but no, because at the same time, there is something real to it as well. From a Nigla perspective, it's meant on some level to be taken literally, and it plays itself out. Mamish b'leil Rosh Hashanah. That Yaakov Avinu, when he came to take the brachas, so he smelled, his reyach was the reyach of apples. So what do? We take the apple and the honey, al samana milsi, that we should take a bizoicha to a shana toiva, umesuka, and to all the brachas of a yitin lecha, alaykim, mitala shamayim, umishmane yaretz.